Hey everybody, we're back for year three of our Faith for Life broadcast. I'm Matthew O'Leary, and I want to take a second to welcome you to Monday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We have a powerful week of teachings lined up for you, so let's pray and release faith over the broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, for your Word. We're asking you for revelation of it. We're asking you to help us receive it and put it into practice and see the results of it work in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start today's broadcast by going to a scripture in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. And friend, if you're alive and if you've been paying any attention, you know that we are living in very chaotic times. You know, in 2020, we saw plagues and pandemics. We saw political unrest. We saw riots and hatred and division. We heard about the threat of economical upheaval. And so you and I are living in very hostile and chaotic times. And this week on the broadcast, I want to talk to you about how believers are to respond in these times, how believers can maneuver in these times so that we're not swept up by this environment, are overtaken by it. And so let's read this in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says this, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Now that word "world" in that verse means all things earthly. And so you can see from that verse that there are things in this life that you and I will have to overcome. There will be things that come against us that we must come over. You know, this earth and the environment of this earth is not a danger-free environment. This is a very dangerous and hostile environment that you and I live in. It's a hot zone. You know, you can imagine a military person being deployed from the United States to a foreign land, and they are being deployed into a hot zone. They are going from a relatively safe environment to a very dangerous environment. And friend, the scripture tells us that you and I are ambassadors for Christ. We have been sent from heaven into the earth, and God has sent us into a very hostile environment. And so what are you and I to do when pandemics hit, when riots start, when there's political unrest, when plagues come? How can we respond? And what can we do so that we're not defeated in this environment? Do we just throw our hands up and go, "Well, it's bad out there. We'll probably get some of it too"? No, this scripture in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says that if you're born of God, then you are supposed to be overcoming in this life. But you need to be aware that this environment is hostile. And why is it so hostile? Well, 1 Peter 5:8 tells us that our adversary, the devil, is roaming around this earth looking for people to devour. And so one thing that makes this environment so dangerous is we have an enemy here that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. We also know from the scripture that the curse is here. And the curse is just everything bad that came on the earth when Adam sinned. That would include poverty, depression, anxiety, lack of any kind, sickness and disease. So the curse is here. And we also see from Romans chapter 5, verse 12, that through Adam's sin, death entered into this earth. And death is a force that works to weaken and decay and destroy everything in its path. And so you can see the enemy's here, the curse is here, death is here. We live in a hostile and dangerous environment. You know, 2 Timothy 3:1 said that in the last days, perilous times will come. Perilous means dangerous and difficult times. And so this environment is dangerous and hostile and getting more dangerous and hostile. Now, you and I don't need to be discouraged. You might be sitting there thinking, well, this isn't usually what you talk about on the Faith for Life broadcast. Well, friend, I'm making you aware of the environment you're living in. But what you need to know is that if we'll learn how to live by faith in this environment, we can walk in victory right in the middle of it. I need to say that to you again. Even though we're living in this very dangerous and hostile environment, if you and I learn how to live by faith, we can experience victory right in the middle of it. We don't have to be swept up into the world's junk and overtaken by the curse and by the enemy and by death. You and I can experience victory in these hostile times. But what is our victory? 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 said that faith is our victory. It's how we overcome. It's how we triumph. It's how we win in this life. And so it's imperative that you and I learn how to live by faith if we want to experience victory in the times that we're living. Now go with me to Matthew chapter 24, if you got your Bibles with you. Matthew 24, and I want to look at some verses about what Jesus said about these times that you and I were living in. The disciples asked him, what is it going to look like in the earth in the last days? And Jesus here in verse 6 told them that you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. He went on to say, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation. We're seeing that. Kingdom against kingdom, we're seeing that. And there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And so Jesus is saying that in the last days, it's going to be chaotic in the earth. But right in the middle of that, he said this, see that you be not troubled. Now that word troubled means frightened or express sorrow. And so, friend, when you and I hear about the hostility of this environment and the danger of the last days, the command from the Master was, don't be frightened by that. And you got to be on guard against this, because when you hear things like you heard at the beginning of this broadcast, the enemy will try to get you to be troubled about it and try to push you into fear about it. That you live in these chaotic times and it's so dangerous, and he'll try to get fear in you, put fear on you. But the Master told us, don't be troubled, don't be frightened, and don't be sorrowful about it. Now, why is that? Because you and I have hope even in the midst of hostile times, chaotic times, and in a dangerous environment. You and I can learn how to live and walk by faith and experience victory in this environment that we live. You know, in Psalm 91, the psalmist said this. He said, 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. And so we don't have to be swept up by what's sweeping the world up, and we don't have to be fearful of chaotic times, of a dangerous environment. And the Master told us, don't be fearful, don't be frightened by it. And so you need to be aware of the environment you live in, but you don't need to be fearful about it. I want to say that to you again. You need to be aware of the danger and the hostility of the environment that you live in, but you don't need to be fearful about it. You know, you don't need to just put your head in the clouds and act like this environment isn't dangerous, because it is. And if you do that, you're going to be taken out by the enemy in this hostile environment. And so we don't need to just pretend like, well, this isn't dangerous down here. No, it's very, very dangerous in the earth. We have an enemy. We have the curse here. We have death here. And so what you and I need to do is we need to be aware of the environment that we live in, and we need to learn how to maneuver according to the Word of God and learn how to maneuver by faith so that we can experience victory in this hostile environment. There are things we can do that will put us in a position where we can receive God's provision and protection in this environment. Now, I want to close today's broadcast by reading a scripture in John 17, verse 15. Jesus prayed this. He said, "I pray not that you should take them out of the world." Of course, he's praying to the Father, "but that you should keep them from the evil." I want to read that to you again. Jesus prayed to the Father that he would not take us out of the world, but that he would keep us from the evil. The word evil means keep us from the hurt or keep us from the bad. And so you can see that it's God's will. Jesus would only pray the perfect will of God. He wouldn't pray something that wasn't the will of God. And so you can see from his prayer that it is God's will for us to be here, but to be kept from the evil that's here. I want to say that to you again. It's God's will for us to be here, but to be kept from the evil that's here. And the way that we're going to be kept from the evil that's here, 1 John 5:4 said, "This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." The way that you and I are going to be kept, friend, is to learn how to live by faith. And so we're going to continue to build on this on the rest of the broadcast this week. Make sure you don't miss any. But let's pray and come back tomorrow and see what the Lord has in store for us on Tuesday's broadcast. Father, Lord, we do thank you today for your word. We thank you for what you revealed to us. And Lord, I pray over everybody watching the broadcast today and any of them that are battling fear or anxiety about these chaotic times. Lord, I thank you that you're helping them to not be fearful, but to walk by faith and live by faith. And I thank you that you're establishing it in their heart that they can live in victory right in the middle of this environment. And Lord, I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, we're going to continue this teaching on tomorrow's broadcast, so make sure you come back. We'll see you then.